morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, January the 4th, and I'm Malak. Today, I thought I'll spend a few minutes on the December auto numbers because this sector is turning around after a long spell of muted sales, supply disruption, semiconductor shortage, electric disruption, weak stock performance, and so on. And there has been some amount of trepidation about whether the surge in demand this year is only because of pent-up demand or is it a sustainable revival. So here is what the December data reveals, that after the spike in October and November, the sales figures have actually dropped to pre-festive season levels. That was the domestic market. In the exports market, the downward trend has been visible even over the past few months, and it just continued into December. Exports were affected because of weakening local currencies and the rise in the US dollar. Now, let's look at what affected auto sales in different categories. In the passenger vehicle segment, demand fell in December because people tend to wait for the year of manufacturing to change so that when they go out to sell, it's 1 year less. Plus, in this segment, supply was also affected because of the semiconductor shortfall and shutdowns for annual maintenance. So perhaps we do not have to read too much into the December number for passenger car sales. In the two-wheeler segment, there was muted year-on-year growth in domestic markets because of a high base effect. Last December, there was a marked improvement in sales from pent-up demand. In tractors, sales has been volatile for the past few months, but the numbers kind of stabilized in December. In medium to heavy vehicles, there was resilient performance on a sequential basis. Overall, the performance was tepid in December 2022, but there is reason to believe that there will be a bounce back in January. Why do I say this? Well, for one, historically Q4 or the January to March quarter is a strong quarter for the sector. Then we know that the semiconductor shortage is likely to ease even further in the March quarter. Plus, generally, the customer response to new launches in passenger vehicles has also been good so far, so the momentum should continue. Now, specifically, in the two-wheeler segment, sales growth is expected to benefit from low base of the last year and because of pickup in rural demand after a good monsoon. Two-wheeler dealers also seem to have largely destocked, and now wholesale and retail demand trends seem to be converging. Similarly, good monsoon and a strong Rabi season will continue to help the commercial vehicle segment. Also, commercial vehicles is a clear play on economic recovery. So there is some optimism coming from there too. Now, third is that this segment will also get tailwinds of replacement demand. So if you look at the hierarchy of volume growth within the auto sector, commercial vehicles are expected to deliver the strongest number, and tractors is going to see the lowest growth in FY23. Analysts largely expect commercial vehicles to see a year-on-year growth of 30% upwards and tractors to see a growth of 7% in FY23. Passenger vehicles are forecasted to do better than two-wheelers, but it will grow at 27% year-on-year, while two-wheelers will grow at 16% over the same period. So, if at all you have to take a bet on the auto sector, where valuations are still not completely out of whack, where should you nibble? In the two-wheeler segment, it could be Hero MotoCorp. One of the things that works in favor of Hero is that there is the export piece which you don't have to really worry about. The other important thing is its high exposure to the rural economy helps it benefit from the demand pickup from a good monsoon. Plus, analysts are also optimistic about its EV launches, but we have to see how that picks up. The company itself sounds more optimistic on account of the upcoming marriage season in many parts of the country. While you have these specific growth triggers playing in favor of the stock, it continues to be the cheaper of the lot in the two-wheeler space. So that also makes it relatively more attractive. The other stock that again did very well last year should also continue to see good performance is M&M. Again, one key reason here is the pickup in rural economy if that happens. As you know, M&M is the leader in the tractor segment. Now, Rabi crop sowing this season has been very strong and the acreage is in fact higher than the 5-year average. Wheat and oil seeds are also expected to have a bumper harvest, which will be great for M&M's tractor and farm equipment segment sales numbers. As far as M&M's passenger car piece is concerned, it's favorably poised with respect to competition to grow its numbers. So overall, its thrust on rural markets through its leadership in the tractors business, a robust growth strategy in UVs, EVs and commercial vehicles, plus a prudent capital allocation makes this stock a fairly strong bet. Now the third bet could be Ashok Leyland, because it's a good play on commercial vehicle segment because it has a diversified product portfolio with products across light, medium and heavy commercial vehicles, exports and spares. Leyland has also delivered strong volumes in the medium and heavy commercial vehicle vertical. In fact, their volumes have grown by 61% to 12,300 units, which is way ahead of its peers. The company's volumes is expected to grow at over 40% in FY23. So as long as that sales momentum continues, the stock should also continue to be in momentum. That's all from us today. Stay tuned to Money Control for more updates on the markets. Have a wonderful trading day.